By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Afghan officials say a bombing targeted the convoy of the country's first vice president Wednesday, killing 10 people and wounding more than a dozen others. First Vice President Amrullah Saleh suffered minor burns in the blast. An Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed to the Associated Press earlier that the bombing targeted Saleh's convoy. The bomb went off as Saleh's convoy was passing through a section of Kabul. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing. The Taliban quickly denied they were behind the attack. Both the insurgents and the Islamic State group are active in Kabul, where tensions are also high ahead of the expected start of negotiations between an official Afghan delegation and the Taliban. Authorities say migrants and refugees evacuated a large migrant camp on the Greek island of Lesbos on Wednesday after fires broke out at several locations around the site. Some 12,500 people live at the Moria camp and the surrounding area, where additional restrictions have been imposed over the past week after a Somali resident tested positive for the coronavirus. The cause of the fires, which broke out overnight, remains unclear. No word on any injuries so far. Health authorities have said on Tuesday that 35 cases of the virus had been confirmed after a major testing drive was ordered at the overcrowded facility. And the Sri Lankan Navy said fresh fires that erupted on a large oil tanker drifting off the coast of Sri Lanka are now under control again. The blaze broke out Monday on the New Diamond, carrying some 2 million barrels of crude oil. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Republican-led Senate will vote as soon as this week on COVID-19 relief legislation after negotiations with Democrats broke off last month. After bipartisan unity led to the approval of a nearly $3 billion COVID-19 rescue package in the spring, the two sides have not been able to reach another agreement. The House of Representatives doesn't return to work until September 14th. The U.S. led the world in confirmed COVID-19 deaths with nearly 190,000. The U.S. is also to a world-leading 6.3 million coronavirus infections, nearly a quarter of the more than 27.3 million worldwide. Well, the U.S. Embassy said the State Department has sold the ambassador's official residence near Tel Aviv, a decision that cements the embassy's controversial move to Jerusalem. The embassy did not identify the buyer or disclose the sale price, but Israeli media had said the sprawling seaside compound north of Tel Aviv had an asking price of more than $80 million. The Trump administration moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem back in 2018, shortly after recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Most foreign delegations have their embassies in Tel Aviv because of Jerusalem's contested status. And hundreds of people demonstrated in Mali on Tuesday in support of the junta that has seized power in a coup as debate rages over the time frame for the country's return to civilian rule. After the coup last month, the junta pledged to hold fresh elections and initially proposed a 3-year military-led transition back to civilian rule before rolling it back to 2. But the 15-nation West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, has demanded the transition take place in 12 months and be led by a civilian president and prime minister. Beginning Thursday, the junta will hold 3 days of consultations with political parties and civil society groups to plan the transition. House Democrats say they will investigate whether the Postmaster General Louis DeJoy and encourage employees at his former business to contribute to Republican candidates and then reimburse them in the guise of bonuses, a violation of campaign finance laws. Now, it's not illegal to encourage employees to contribute to candidates, but it is illegal to reimburse them as a way of avoiding federal campaign contribution limits. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.